Item three is a rezoning at 892 Mulvey Avenue under file DAZ-229 of 2012. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item four, a variance at 892 Mulvey Avenue under file DAV-153-025 of 2012-D. Have a few people registered, the applicant.
Thank you very much. Okay, ready? All right, would the applicant please come forward and just tell us what's going on? And this would be, and switch your name, just your presentation?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Pass it out. Okay, very comfy. Okay, just state both your names for our record and
wait. Carol Desardi.
Carol Demery Desardi.
Sorry, just one second. No worries. Thank you very much. Okay, Tina and Carol, go right ahead.
So you just want us to present it to you as to what we're looking for? Okay,
yeah.
So we're hoping to rezone our garage to use as a restaurant. It'll be a small Italian-style deli restaurant. And we've set out all the information in this presentation. I'm not sure if you want me to go through it or...
Whatever you... It's your 10 minutes, so whatever you'd like to do.
Oh, okay. Well,
maybe the highlights?
Sorry?
The highlights?
Highlights, yeah.
Yeah.
Nature of business or our hours of operation.
Sorry.
Oh.
That's right. We had the mic up. Yeah.
Okay. So as I stated, the nature of business will be an Italian-style deli, small, in the garage. We'd like to have a few tables in there. We're not sure exactly how many. We've stated maybe between 4 and 7, depending on our space once the setup is established. And our hours of operation will be maximum, we put the maximum here, Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'd also like to have a few tables outside, weather permitting, so during the summer months. Parking and traffic, I know that's been a concern with some people. As you'll see, we have a report that we spoke to all our neighbors by going door to door. And everybody who we were able to speak to were in favor, except for one person. And he was not in favor because he was undecided. He didn't say he was in favor. He was undecided because he was concerned about his parking spot in the back lane being used for this business. But all the others were actually excited about it and looking forward to it and happy about it. We have a signed petition of the people that we were able to talk to. And for the other people who we knocked on their door a few times and weren't able to talk to, we left a letter in their mailbox and, asking them to contact us with any concerns. And the letter is also in that presentation. We did have somebody from the Stafford Dental just behind us who was not opposed, but had concerns as well. But I was able to speak with him, Dr. Stillwater, and he was mainly concerned about the garbage. And so we've spoken to BFI Canada, and I have also an email. He was concerned mainly about the garbage truck being able to pick up the garbage properly without backing onto his property. He has a parking lot there, and I've talked to BFI Canada. I have a guarantee that they were able to do this. They've assessed the area, and I've included that email as well. And I've also told Dr. Stillwater, he was also concerned about the entrance, the public entrance, and which will be on Stafford, because right now we have a fence there, and he was concerned that maybe the public entrance would be in the back lane, but it's going to be on Stafford, and the fence is coming down. So he was satisfied with that, and he didn't have any other concerns. The garbage I spoke about, maybe the noise level, people might have some questions about that, but because it's on Stafford and it's such a high traffic area, Anything outside will be on the Stafford side, you know, in the summer months, so we don't feel that that'll be an issue because the traffic noise is a lot louder than voices can produce for disturbance anyways. And signage as well, we think we'd like a lighted sign on the Stafford area, but there's already street lights in that area, so we don't feel that that'll change the lighting for like surrounding residences. And also the residences immediately around us are in favor and don't have a problem with it. Did I miss anything?
Thank you. Any questions?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, you mentioned a patio, and I'm just trying to figure out, where would the patio be? Would you have space?
We have about 5 feet from the fence, from the sidewalk to the entrance.
On your own property?
7 feet, sorry,
yeah. So it's so not encroaching onto the sidewalk, right?
No,
you don't need
it's still on my property.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, and so the hours of operation that you're saying...
9 a.m. to 10 p.m. And Sundays 10 to 4. Those would be our maximum hours. Of course, there's a lot of planning going into this, so we haven't exactly decided on, but that would be the maximum.
And one of the things the planner's report talks about is the residential character. So the house itself is going to remain as it is? There's no plans to expand into the house?
No. It's quite separate. There's 10 feet between the house and the garage. So that would be a separate property. That would be our yard. We'd actually shut it off. We want to close it off to our actual yard with a fence or a gate, you know.
What do you plan to open?
Well, it's a big project, so we're financially and stuff like that, we want to take our time to do this. So we're thinking a couple years, we're hoping. And we also have existing jobs. He's self-employed. I have a full-time job, so it's going to be a matter of how we can transition into this.
I just want to be one of your first customers.
Guaranteed you'll like it.
You'll like it.
Yeah. It's going to be the real authentic Italian food.
Any other questions?
No.
Okay, I'll have one for the administration at a later date, at a later time. Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.
You'll have a chance to come back.
You'll have a chance to come back to respond to information. The information that was told, not new information. Okay, so we have in opposition. Is there a person who'd like to speak, or is there sometimes they come in groups?
There's two of us here. So.
There's four of you here.
Four?
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah, just state your name when you come on up.
Okay, I'm Ann Lyons, and I live at 296 Harrow Street,
and Miles.
Which runs parallel to Stafford, and I did not receive any knock on my door or any information in my mailbox.
Okay.
And I do think that it concerns the entire neighborhood, not just the street that is on, the garage is on. My primary concern is that there is no allowance for parking. This is a residential neighborhood. I've lived in it for 37 years. The hours of operation, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays, I believe there's restricted hours on Stafford for parking, and I'm not sure about the morning one. I think it's 7 to 9, and in the afternoon, 3:30 to 5:30. So where are these patrons going to park their cars? Well, I can tell you they're going to be filtering onto the residential streets, and it's not just going to be that particular street close to where the restaurant is. It's going to be Malvi on the other side of Stafford coming towards Harrow. And Harrow has lovely parking spaces on it now, thanks to the bike paths, so people will be parking their vehicles there. I really think we already have a parking problem by the residents themselves, because a lot of them own two or three cars. They have so much stuff in their garages, they can't put them in the garages, so they're already on the streets. I foresee that if this is allowed in future, we're going to have residential parking passes, as they do downtown, and also, I believe, in Calgary, many of the residential areas have it. My other concern, the hours of operation. Yes, we're starting out small, we're starting out in a garage. we want to have a liquor license so that our patrons can enjoy beer and wine. I can foresee in the future they're going to come back to you and they're going to say, oh, you know, it's really popular. We'd like to expand, and we'd like to expand our hours of operation till 2 or 3 in the morning. So then not only are we having patrons parking in our area, they're also going to be coming back to their vehicles at 2 and 3 in the morning when the residents are trying to sleep, and they're going to be noisy and they're going to be inebriated. And we have an example of that in Cordon Village. You already have problems with the people on Jesse and McMillan. They are not happy, and I know that from hearing from people, and also I know from reading the paper. You're always having trouble with these people, and I'm just asking you as counselors, do you want to open this Pandora's box and set up another Cordon Village on Stafford? Because you're going to have the same problems if you allow one restaurant. You're going to have other people coming and saying, well, hey, let's develop it over here. And like I said, I bought my home 37 years ago in a residential neighborhood. I've already told my kids they're going to have to take me out of their feet first. I'm not against restaurants, but I feel that we already have a plethora of them on Cordon, and I can name two vacant buildings that would be perfect for this restaurant. One is the Chicken Delight, which has been vacant for years. It's got great parking. It also has wonderful facility for patio, which I'm not quite sure this location has. I can see it coming out onto the sidewalk. And then where do pedestrians go? Do they go on to Stafford? I don't think so. And the other location that's vacant and it is a restaurant is where Neiman Pharmacy used to be. So, you know, I know you don't like to hear, and I don't always like to see in the paper that not in my neighborhood thing, but I really am concerned about this. I don't really feel that there's a need, and it's a lovely, older, I would say, an older home. It fits into the neighborhood, and I'm just a little surprised that the people on that block were so in favor, but like I say, it would have been nice if it had been communicated to people further afield, because there are concerns and a lot of opposition.
Thank you. Thank you. Any questions? Seeing none. Who would like to come up next? Anybody need to speak? Come on up. Paul or Leslie?
You did. My name is Les Matlashewski, and Jenny, we've spoken numerous times. And first of all, I think the family that are talking about the restaurant, I think that they're a lovely family, great couple, great kids. I enjoy them. Actually, I hate to be here. I don't like being here, but I've got a few concerns. The lady that was talking about the Chicken Delight, that's supposed to become a Hardee's. That's what I read previously a while back, that was supposed to become a Hardee's. A couple of issues. The house that is on the northwest side corner, just across Stafford, has been purchased. And the plan for that, and I think you've got the paperwork in for that, is supposed to be, or they're wanting to have it as a hairdressing salon. The reason why I'm privy to this information is I'm friends with the real estate agent that sold the property. So that's why I'm aware of it. So the plan is within the next 12 months to have a hairdressing salon there. I don't have such an issue with things like a hairdressing salon. In fact, the family previously to renovating the house, the owner actually did run a hairdressing salon in it. And to me, that didn't pose any problems. People come, maybe one or two cars, not a big deal. Wouldn't oppose something like that. What I do have some issues is, I've lived on Mulvey for 13 years, and in the 13 years, initially, Stafford was acceptable. Now Stafford has become a freeway, unfortunately. I have problems getting out of my back lane every day. The traffic goes north one way, and while that clears, now I got to go the other way. I also know that quite a few people use Mulvey and the back lane as, you know, ways to cut corners. And on a number of occasions, I've had some rather hostile people wanting to make a turn onto into the back lane, and they're not very happy that I'm not going to back up. Because they're not residents, they're just cutting through. The other concerns, you know, one of the other things is immediately next to them, the property that's being proposed for the restaurant, a new buyer bought that house, and they had two fantastic tall trees that absorbed an awful lot of the noise. The woman that bought the house is probably a 20-something. You know, when they're out there in the evening, you know, and she's socializing and having company in the summertime, the noise is excessive. But you know what? She's a neighbor. I'm not about to start saying, well, you know, you guys, at 10 o'clock, you got to cool it, so to speak. The other concern that I have is where is the kitchen going to be for the restaurant? I haven't heard where the kitchen is. Is there going to be a kitchen in the garage? Is the kitchen going to be in the home? I really object to the fact is that they have tables outside because, you know, after a couple of glasses of wine, the voices get a little bit louder, and I'm only one, two, three houses away, and I don't need that when I'm sitting out in my backyard on a July day. I don't need to be listening to that. I don't need to listen to one of their patrons' conversations. You know, what am I going to go up to them and tell them to keep quiet? You know, if you look at the lines of their property, I have no idea how they plan to deal with waste when the way their property is done in the garage is there. I can't see where they're going to deal with the waste. At this point in time, there isn't any room. Because the garage is a very large structure, so you know, with an Italian deli, I'm sure you're going to have grease issues. And quite frankly, you know what? I don't want to smell Italian all the time. Love Italian food, but you know, don't want to smell it all the time. So those are some of the concerns I have. You know, my attitude is that you know, I commend them that you know that they want to open up a business. They open up a business restaurant on Corden or wherever, I'd gladly go support them. And even if this goes through, I will still support them. But I wanted my voice heard. Okay, thanks. Maybe we could put the silos over there too. On Mulvey.
Yeah, that's railway on that one.
I know that.
Thanks for coming out with us.
Thank you. Any questions? Seeing none. I have two more, and you may speak unless you don't wish to. Diane, you okay? And Paul?
Yes, I just got a few.
Come on up. Yeah, no problem.
When I was approached about this, the extent of what they were doing, I didn't really see. They did a basic... they tore down the fence between their house and the house next house. I'm the third house with the parking pad problem. And it was a small wooden fence. They replaced it with a link fence, which does nothing to block sound. And that neighbor in between us removed the pine trees, so there's really nothing to block sound. That's a little bit of an issue for me. I was not aware of how much they were wanting to do. There's something that I didn't hear brought up, and there's two applications here. One is for a variance, and the other one is for a demolition. Demolition of what?
Sorry, no, that's the last one.
It's not for a demolition.
That was for the last building. No demolition. We have
okay.
Yeah,
on the form out front.
That was for the other one. That's the one we...
There was, okay.
Yeah.
My mistake.
No demolition.
Okay.
Yes, we zoned.
I really think that it's an inappropriate place for it's a residential area, and there is a parking issue, and my convenient parking pad. I'm not sure how much it's going to cost for me to have a sign made saying, don't even think of parking here. But people just, they see a place, oh, it'll be a couple minutes, and they use it. It happens, and I don't want to be a bad guy, but if it became irritating, I'd have them towed. And there's something that happened in the back lanes beside Waverly, where people they found it more convenient to go down the back lane than around and around to the front street, and it became a freeway. And our back lane has some children, some senior citizens, and I wouldn't want to see anybody get hurt. So that's really my concerns. Thanks.
Thank you. No. Sorry. No. Can I let everybody make more comments? And then, now, this is the opportunity for the... Yes. This is the opportunity, if you'd like to respond to anything you've heard, this is your chance, but please no new information at this point. Just in response to what you've heard from the others. Yeah, for sure. So do I. Yeah.
I'll respond maybe individually, just so I get all my points straight, to the lady on Harrow. I guess it's the first time we do this, so we weren't aware.
Yeah, just to clarify, and it's so easy to do what you're doing, but don't speak directly just to the committee.
Sorry.
Because it's just personalizing people sometimes. Okay. Yeah. So it's better just between
us. I just
want
to be personal.
They spoke, and they're coming back. Yeah. Thank you.
For the woman who lives on Harrow, I guess it's our first time doing this, so we weren't aware that we had to go way down. Harrow's a full block of houses down from us, from Stafford. So it's not by not wanting to do it, it's just a matter of we were told to go to our immediate block, and so that's what we did, and a few behind us kind of thing. So that's maybe just to answer that question. We've stated that, I mean, for our hours of operation, that person is worried about us wanting to extend them to 2 in the morning kind of thing. We've stated in our presentation that we have no intention of this becoming a bar or a lounge or, you know, anything like that. We have a family. We don't want to work 24/7. We don't want to be up till 2 in the morning. We want to build a small business. We've had a small business for 20 years now. He has a hair salon. We've kept it small, you know, 2 to 3 people working for us max. We have no interest in going big, and we have no room to go big. We've got 600 and I think it's 90 square feet or something. So we've got nowhere to expand. So that's not our intention at all. The one talk, I guess Les, can I say the name?
Yeah.
No. Sorry. We haven't experienced any problems in the back lane. We are a corner house, but every morning I go down the back lane to go to work, I never or rarely run into anybody. So I don't see it as being a busy back lane. I don't feel that this business will make it a busy back lane because it's the entrance is on Stafford. Naturally, people are going to want to park on Stafford. I don't see a reason why they would take a back lane to go anywhere. It's just the way I see that, or we see that. The kitchen will definitely be in the garage. We have no interest in making this any part of our home. The business will be very separate. It's going to be a small restaurant within the garage. Everything will be in there. And for the waste, the BFI Canada, one of the managers came to our place. He assessed it. You have a email from him stating that it won't be a problem. We have plenty of room for it. So all we can do is take his word for that. He's the expert on that.
As far as smelling Italian, I think everybody in this room likes the smell of bacon. There's nothing wrong with that. So that's all that's going to happen in there. So if you don't like bacon, well, what can I say? It's not going to be grease or anything like that.
And then the fence, the link fence and stuff, the fence that we took down, it was a rotten old 3-foot high fence.
For 30 years.
Yeah, it was falling off. The post, so that had really no sound barrier to it, so that I don't feel has any real, like.
And as far as the pine trees go, they were so overgrown.
That was a hazard, actually.
It was a hazard to my property.
Yeah.
So it was great when she took those down.
Yeah, those were we thought that those pine trees were going to fall in our garage, so we were happy when they took them down. I mean, but we live with the traffic sound all day long because our deck is right on Stafford, so. As I said, in terms of noise, I don't feel that having a patio on Stafford would be, the traffic is far louder than voices can be with the few tables that we'd be able to have there with the room that we have. So we want to keep it small. We realize that it's a residential area. We want our neighbors to be happy about it. We want them to enjoy the place. And that's it.
Any questions from counselors? Do you have a question?
Would you be applying for a liquor license?
We believe that with the rezoning, the C1, it includes that.
No, for a dining room license only.
Yes.
So it would have to be with food?
Yes.
Yeah, they wouldn't be able to have a bar there. Right.
Yeah.
Just be with food.
Yes, just with food.
With food, yes.
Yeah, and it's just beer and wine. It wouldn't be.
Okay. Any other questions? See none. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any questions from the...
Just one question for the administration. I guess one of the issues is there's variances here for parking, and I guess I wondered what if you could elaborate on the administration's point of view about parking. Do you have any concerns referred to in the report?
Well, as was mentioned before, there is parking on Stafford. It's a restaurant, so you know primarily lunchtime and dinner time would be when they would have most of their customers, and the parking restrictions are from 3:30 to 5:30, so between lunch and dinner. So. We didn't see that as a huge issue. Also, in you know, dense urban neighborhoods, there are lots of businesses that don't have parking. Like, for instance, Tallgrass Bakery in Wolseley doesn't have any parking spaces, and it's a very popular neighborhood place. So we didn't have any concerns because of the on-street parking. And you know, presumably, cars will park on the residential street from time to time. But this is a very small business, 690 square feet. So it doesn't have room to accommodate a lot of customers at any one given time.
And we're approving this. This is what's being asked for is a C1 zoning, so that has certain limitations on it in terms of other uses that was a higher C2 or something like that.
That's correct. Yeah,
the rezoning actually means.
It's neighborhood commercial. There's a restriction on one-use contractor's establishment, which would normally be permitted in C1, that's been restricted.
So there's additional restrictions?
Additional restrictions. And there's also conditions that basically say that the site has to be developed and used in accordance with these plans. So the house remains as a residential use, and then the garage is used as a commercial use. So if they ever wanted to expand beyond the 690 square feet, they would need to come back to this committee for approval.
Question. Now it's carrying on to me because it sounds odd that you have an R1 and a C1 together, and we're going to classify the whole property as C1. Mm-hmm. Because theoretically, it's C1 then. The whole property is through C1, and I'm not sure what our committee could do if they came back. Because, again, what we're here today to do is talk about not the restaurant. And we always get caught up in this, where we look at some great people with a great idea, and we go, that's a great idea. But I'm a stickler that our real job here is to look at land use. So what we're saying today, and I don't think we can say no tomorrow, is that we're zoning, and that may be okay, but I just want to clarify that, that it's going to be a C1. Like in the future, if they come forward and say, I'd like to convert, or them, or they sell the house to somebody else, and this relationship they sell to somebody else, would not that owner of the property be able to convert it to C1 just as they see fit?
Point taken, Counselor. In the zoning agreement, recommendation number 3 says that the commercial use shall only occur within the detached accessory structure. So that's in the zoning agreement, which means that in order for them to expand the use beyond the garage, they would need to actually do a zoning amendment agreement, which is equal to a rezoning application.
You're absolutely correct. So that would be the zoning amendment agreement. Would be the, instead of the rezoning. Was there any consideration, and just my own curiosity, of separating the lot? Hiving it off into a quarter and a three-quarter? Or just
well,
is this being done somewhere else? Because this seems like a precedent-setting thing. To me, and in neighborhoods such as ours, where I had a meat packer guy in his garage trying to sell things off ash on Academy, well, we shut that down right away because he didn't have any permits at all. However, I am leery about converting. It seems, I don't know about this idea. Has this happened before? Do we plan on doing this more? Like this whole idea of converting garages on end caps to. Is this something that's happening in the city right now, or is this the first one?
This is the first one that I'm aware of. And we discussed it at length, and we have vertical mixed-use buildings throughout the city. I mean, you see that along corridors where you have commercial use on the ground floor and residential above. So in a sense, this is mixed use. It's just horizontal mixed use. You have the residential and the commercial side by side.
That's a fair point. And part of our Winnipeg is to on these regional roads to look at finding ways of doing that, mixed use. Okay. My last question, though, is back to the parking and the street issue. And I know we only have today to look at, but unfortunately I have to look at tomorrow as well and look at all the traffic flow that's coming as we build up the southwest quadrant of the city. And then also with the potential of losing the access on the Pembina from Harrow, which is going to drive more traffic onto Stafford. This is all pending. Again, so I'm not sure how long that parking ban would, it may be longer. That's why my point is rush hour could be extended into things like 7 o'clock, because we're going to take that long for all the traffic to filter out of the downtown onto Stafford, especially if we don't fix the Stafford-Pembroke intersection, which I'm not sure we're going to, but we're looking at it. But again, so I know today we're on 10 at 5:30, but has that been thought of it all? Like, you know, when we talk about this, we only talk about it to 5:30. What happens if it's extended to 7 o'clock?
Well, that's a good question as well. I would comment that for the business owner, that would be more of a risk than for the city, because if there isn't parking adjacent to their business, it's going to be very difficult for them to operate. We were looking at the current situation, at least into the foreseeable future, where the restrictions are, what they are.
Yeah, and I won't get into their bit. I've been a part of the restaurant business, and I'm not sure how they're going to make their money, but that's, again, their business choice. And they've done the due diligence. It's not my job. But their restaurant, though, is capped at a certain... It says here the detached accessory structure only. Is it wise there to cap square footage, like to specifically put the square footage of the garage in there? So they know, because again, we face the same problem on Academy and other places where the small quaint restaurants are fine, but we find after a while these small quaint restaurants are having a real difficult time making ends meet. So they ask for the liquor permit and they ask for building it bigger. Like this says, detached accessory structure, they could do a second story. They can add a second story to it, or would that have to come back to us? Or?
Well, there's a few checks and balances on this, because our concern is always that people will come back and want to do more. And the city has gotten burned in the past on that. So we try to put checks and balances in the recommendations to think about all the different scenarios that could happen. So in terms of we'll talk about outdoor patio first because that came up. The bylaw allows for 100 square feet maximum for an outdoor patio. Anything more than that would require conditional use. 100 square feet is very small. That's about two tables. So if they were looking to do anything more than that, it would require the conditional use, which would require a public hearing. In terms of the conditions in the zoning agreement, they're locked in at what they have right now. So if they wanted to add an addition onto the garage, there's really not much space there. I've been out to the site and I've looked at it. There's really not much opportunity. They could perhaps add 50 square feet to what they have. I mean, not a huge thing. But they would have to come back to this committee for approval to make any modifications to the garage.
Okay, calling the question, I gather?
I'll go through the motions here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Starting with the rezoning.
Rezoning?
Find the right page. Just give me a moment. Why am I on the variance? Sorry.
Rezoning,
here we are. Oh, wait, I just pressed it too. Just give me 1 second here. It's coming. It's just for some reason it's slowed right down right at this moment. I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
I'll oppose the favor.
I move the receipt of public representations be concluded.
I'll oppose.